Well, that didn't take long. What's it been now, about 3 weeks since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade? And what was forewarned has already taken place as new abortion laws in states are being installed. Example, Ohio's heartbeat law. That allows for abortions up to 6 weeks, as well as if it's needed to save the life of the mother. Law's exceptions do not include rape or incest. Which brings us to the story of a 10-year-old Ohio girl who was raped and got pregnant. She was taken to a doctor in Ohio who determined that the pregnancy was 6 weeks and 3 days along, so an abortion could not be performed. Story continues that the girl was taken to Indiana where the abortion could be done, and it was. And even though perfectly legal, the Indiana Attorney General is now threatening that doctor in Indiana with an investigation for not allegedly informing proper authorities that the abortion on the child was done. Doctor said they did notify the proper authorities. Now, what was the response to all this by people with platforms ranging from the Wall Street Journal to Republican governors to Tucker Carlson? On the count of three, say it with me. One, two, three. Fake news. Never happened. That girl doesn't even exist. Made up story to promote abortion for everyone and for every reason.
Primetime decided to investigate this alleged child rape. But we quickly found out that authorities in Ohio haven't even begun a criminal investigation into the rape. This doesn't make any sense. No one reported this child rape to law enforcement.
Which leads me now to this from the Columbus Dispatch this past Wednesday. Headline, arrest made in rape of Ohio girl that led to Indiana abortion drawing international attention. Reading from the story here, a Columbus man has been charged with impregnating a 10-year-old Ohio girl who's traveled to Indiana to seek an abortion, led to international attention following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and activation of Ohio's abortion law. Gerson Fuentes, 27, whose last known address was an apartment on Columbus's northwest side, was arrested Tuesday after police say he confessed to raping the child. On at least two occasions, he's since been charged with rape, a felony of the first degree. In Ohio, Columbus police were made aware of the girl's pregnancy through a referral by Franklin County Children's Services that was made by her mother on June 22nd. Detective Jeffrey Hune testified Wednesday morning at Fuentes' arraignment. On June 30, the girl underwent a medical abortion in Indianapolis, Hune said. So how did the deniers of the story like the aching heads on Fox News react to this? Well, we had Jesse Waters claiming credit for the arrest. Why? Because of the coverage he gave to the story. Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, they shifted the focus to the fact that the rapist was an illegal alien, so, in their minds, this is all Joe Biden's fault. Gotta imagine, too, the social media staff over at Fox News, they must have been burning the midnight oil, taking down all those previous claims by the primetime hosts. Daytime ones, too, come to think of it.